It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath to you. Sister Maria sends her greetings to all. We're going to just have a sermon today. This is a message that I gave back in 2019. It's called The Secret of Health, The Secret of Health. May you be blessed this morning. May God be with you, and we will resume. We're actually in 1 Peter now. We'll be dealing with 1 Peter chapter 1 on tomorrow by the grace of God. God bless you. Father, be with us as we listen to your word, and in Jesus' name, amen. Now, just for the record, this was probably broadcasted, so it may actually play the theme song again and the opening song, but I just wanted to talk to you personally so you know what's going on. God bless.
All right. Again, happy Sabbath. We're just happy to be with you today. And we're going to talk about some general health principles. Everybody can see the screen okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, technology is wonderful. Amen? Amen, Sister Linda. I'm just giving her a hard time. We were chatting with her, and we were talking about Siri, and we said, Siri, where are we? Or Siri, how cold is it outside? And she said, you keep that woman with you all the time? So we do. But at the same time, we do like to take some time and go back to the Word. I'd like to read a scripture. If you have your Bible, you can turn with me. And it is Psalms 67, 1 and 2. Psalms 67, 1 and 2. It says, God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. You know, it's interesting, if you turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy 4:6, it's one of those wow scriptures. I call it a wow scripture because it says in Deuteronomy 4:6 that the nations would look at the children of Israel and they would say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. That's a wow scripture. Because really what they're saying when they see Israel, they say, wow. Can you all say wow backwards? Wow. I just need to make sure you're awake. Can we say amen? All right. Really, they were supposed to look at us and say there's something special about these people. So what was it that they would see? Well, we could talk about the financial plan God gave Israel. You couldn't be in debt for more than 7 years. And if you got the year of Jubilee, it wouldn't even last seven. They had a sanitation program with a million people. I'm just going to be real and raw with you. A million people using the bathroom throughout the day, and there was never any communicable disease. They had a lot of different things that they had going for them, but it was their saving health, the Bible says, that would impress the people. So God gave us a wonderful health message, and I want to share some principles. We've met some wonderful people. I remember hearing about a brother, and I met him today. I remember hearing his name. He remembers hearing mine. I met a man who's been in sales his whole life, Mr. Sales there, been in sales his whole life. So I've met some wonderful people. We're just happy. My wife and I recently relocated to Chambersburg. So we're about half an hour from you all, and this will definitely not be our last time. We need to move from sad to glad. That fair enough?
Yes.
If you're sad, would you rather be glad?
Yes.
Amen. Well, SAD stands for the Standard American Diet. Amen?
Yes.
GLAD stands for God's Life Activating Diet. Now, I asked somebody, I'm not going to mention the name, but I said, what percentage of people in Hagerstown SDA would you assume or predict would be vegetarian? And they thought maybe about 30%. You know, that means 7 out of 10 are still eating the flesh of a dead animal. Oh, no, he didn't come to our church and say it like that. You know, brothers and sisters, sometimes we just need to wake up and we've got to really realize what we're doing. Now, I'll tell you this. We're not just only going to talk about meat. I promise you that, so you can relax in case you're about ready to have an exit strategy. I know a lot is going on downstairs, but they do not need your help. They've got plenty of people down there. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. So the original diet God gave us, God said, every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree, to you it shall be for what? Meat. That meant for food, actually. And then in Genesis 3:18, God added another element. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Now, what is being said here is they have their original diet in Genesis 1:29. That did include some vegetables. Some people don't believe it does. But the herb-bearing seed, like a piece of a plant of broccoli, it carries the seed. So some vegetables, fruits, nuts, grains, vegetables. Then after Genesis 3, the early part, man sinned. So God added medicinal herbs. You know, Nisifor, let me see if I still have it. He's like a natural doctor from the Congo. So he brought me some roots. I'm trying to find that thing. And he had me chew on it. I tell you what, if I was tempted to get a cold, it drove it away from me. Yeah, it's probably, I can't do it now. But anyway, I stuck it here. And he just had me chewing on his little roots. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. There's powerful roots and things that God has given us. And that's what we're going to talk about today, by God's grace. All right, so the original diet, fruits, nuts, grains, and what? And what did God add after sin? Medicinal herbs, Genesis 3:18. Now, this is the only food categories that are not linked with any disease. Name a disease that begins with an A. Arthritis. All right. Have you ever read any studies that associate asparagus with arthritis? Name a B disease. Come on, folks.
A B.
Breast cancer. Bronchitis. Have you ever heard a study that links broccoli to breast cancer and bronchitis?
No.
Name a C disease.
Cancer.
Tell me what study links cauliflower with cancer. If you step out of these, and you can go from A to Z, we just don't even have time. You will not find a single reference if you go with God's diet. But as soon as you step away and you get processed sugars and things, you get dairy products, and you get the flesh of animals, friends, you have study after study after study that link them with disease. Yes, brother?
I know of lots of studies that link those foods to those diseases, but it's to help prevent those diseases.
There you go. There you go. For the sake of the little recording, in case everybody didn't hear, he knows studies that link with these diseases, but they're to prevent them and possibly cure them. Praise God. Now, we're going to do a little exercise. I'm going to say the name, and when it gets a little deep into it, you're going to thank God that I'm saying the name, and you tell me how long they live. Can you see it? Yes, you can. Adam. Seth. Enos. Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah. Methuselah holds a record. He's the man who lived the longest and died. Did you know that his father, Enoch, holds the record? He lived the longest and never died. Do you know Jesus, as a man, you know Jesus doesn't even hold that record? As a man, he didn't live as long before he died. Can we say amen? Okay? So father and son hold a record that no one will ever hold again. Lamech. Noah. I represent a system of healing that is called biblical wellness. Everything you just read is in Genesis chapter 5, but you have to go to Genesis 9 to find out how old Noah lived. Okay? Their diet was primarily plant-based. Amen? We don't have any record. I'll say it this way. We don't have any record of any major dietary change, but we know the original diet was plants. They lived almost 1,000 years. You know, we're told that if you don't eat meat, you're going to die. If you don't eat meat, you're not going to get enough protein. You got to have some dairy for the calcium. Brothers and sisters, the Bible would teach us the difference if we would follow it. What is this that's going across the screen? The boat. Now, you all know the answer to this question. But if I was to ask the average person, the animals went into the ark in what number? What would they say? The average person, what would they say? Two by two. It underscores the fact that we don't, as a Christian nation, read the Bible much. Okay? Because it's right there in the Bible. I love giving this to our people, but I really love giving it to those who haven't had as much connection to the Bible as we have. But even we have lost much of our connection to the Word of God, my brothers and sisters. And that's why God wants us to wake up and get back to the Bible. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean, beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. So I don't even think you all fully understand this. So I'm going to ask a question. You all don't mind if I teach, do you? All right. How many cows were there if the cow was the main species? Nope. I'm glad I'm teaching. There were 14 cows, 14 buffalo, 14 sheep, 14 goats. It's there by two, the male and the female.
Yeah, okay.
If it was by seven, somebody was like, who's my mate? That's an odd number. But there was only two pigs, two possums, two lizards, and two llamas. Now, brothers and sisters, we have been in lifestyle-centered work. Some of you have heard of like Yuchi Pines, Wildwood, those types of facilities. Well, that's what I've done for the last 25 years. As a matter of fact, we're here asking God to provide some property so that we can reestablish or open a lifestyle center in this region. Would y'all like a lifestyle center in this region?
Yeah.
Amen. We'll pray for it on that, to that end, okay? We like this region. I've done a lot of work among the Amish, and so we said my wife felt led to be in Pennsylvania, so I had to start thinking about cold Pennsylvania. But it's growing on me, amen?
Amen.
I'm excited about it. So let's move forward because I forgot where I was going. Anybody bring me back? I just get excited. I just start rolling and have to bring myself back. So anyway, the bottom line is these animals. I know what it is. I've seen so many people live, and I've seen some people die. And when a person dies, particularly because they were not taught anything about diet, generally right here, there's a box. What's that box called on the day of the funeral? A coffin, a casket, right? And normally, somebody stands up there and preaches to the people as he's preaching and projecting his voice over that box. Now, we don't generally in this room eat pork, but a lot of people do. And a lot of people were told that it doesn't matter what you eat, as long as you ask God to bless it, you know, those types of things. Okay? Brothers and sisters, so many people are dead, not just because of fish and chicken, but a lot more because of pork. And I'm tired of seeing people die. The Bible says, why should we die before our time? You know the Bible says that?
So you can die before your time. So personally, I'm going to tell you that I have a wish, and I know it's not biblical. My wish is not biblical. I'm going to tell you right now. But I've seen so many people die that I wish that somebody would have eaten one of those people.
That somebody had eaten one of those
pigs. I kind of wish that. What would have happened if they ate one of those pigs? There'd be no pork eating. Now, we would have some ecology problems on the earth. Amen. So I really don't wish that. But because God knows what he's doing. He put these animals here to clean up the earth. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what they're there for. All right, let's do another exercise. This is after they started eating meat. This is Noah's son. Remember, it stopped with Noah? Noah's son, Shem. How long? Arphaxad. Selah. Eber. Peleg. Serug. Nahor. Terah. Father Abraham. Was Abraham a good man? Yes, he was. So, brothers and sisters, we're not condemning anybody as a bad person because you eat some meat. Amen? Abraham was a good man. He just didn't live as long as his grandfathers because he changed his diet. Amen? I'll tell you right now, being a vegetarian doesn't make you holy. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Did you know that Adolf Hitler was a vegetarian? One of the most evil men in the world, vegetarian. So that's why God allowed them to continue eating meat, because he said, man, these people live in 1,000 years and the imagination of the thoughts of their heart is evil continually. Genesis chapter 6. So God knew what he was doing. Brothers and sisters, the lifespan went down from 912 to 317. The only thing that happened different was they started eating flesh. If that doesn't inspire you to become a vegetarian, it is and it's still bringing the lifespan down, friends. So if you're still eating flesh, my brothers and sisters, we love you. Can we say amen? We don't hate anybody. You're not going to be less of my friend. I want to still come over your house. I will come over your house and eat if you're serving chicken. Can we say amen? I'm just not going to eat the chicken. Amen? So don't think this has anything to do with how much we love you, like you, don't like you, or anything like that. We want to keep you around. Amen? That means we want to come next time and not find out you died of a heart attack. Is that fair enough? All right. So, how many of you know what this is? Outhouse. Do I have a child, Henry? Little child in the room? Oh, no. I want a little child, but we don't really have any. Okay, everybody say outhouse. I like to have little children say outhouse. Okay. So God knew that there would be a fly that lived where? In the outhouse. God knew that there would be a frog that ate the fly that lived where? And God knew that there would be a snake that ate the frog that ate the fly that lived where? In the outhouse. God knew that there would be a pig that would eat the snake, that would eat the frog, that would eat the fly that lived where? So God didn't want us to eat the pig that eats the snake, that eats the frog, that eats the fly that lives in the outhouse. Because when you eat the pig, you're eating what's in the outhouse. Doesn't that sound interesting? Now, I'm going to show you how to make somebody a vegetarian instantly. It doesn't always work, but sometimes it does.
Saints, what is happening is I'm showing a video, and the video is somewhat of a prank, because they're showing some sausages, and the people are eating the sausage, and then he runs out of sausage, and he has a grinding machine, but there's a table holding the grinding machine, and a lady is hidden under the table. So when he goes and picks up a little pig, he drops them in the machine, coach, the people think that he's blinding the little kids, and they no longer want to stop it. So I hope you caught what I'm saying. He's dropping little kids, actual real kids, in a what appears to be a machine, but it's not. He's handing them under the table to a lady that the people can't see it. And so they think that he's grinding the pigs to get the sausage, and as soon as they see that, they no longer want to eat the sausage. So I just wanted to let you all know what was going on. It'll be done in a few minutes. And while that's happening, I can tell you that the first 10 generations you'll find in Genesis chapter 9, but you have to go to Genesis, I think, 25 to get Noah, and it tells you how long they lived. And then if you go to Genesis 11, it gives you the next 10 generations after they started eating meat out of the flood, and you'll see the length of life drop. And that's what it is. Yeah, sorry, it's Genesis 5, then you have to go to Genesis 9 to get Noah. And then if you go to Genesis 11, after the flood, you have to go to Genesis 25 to get Abraham. But I gave you the first 10 generations before they started eating meat full scale. And then the next 10 generations after they started eating meat full scale. And you see that the communication, you see that the lifespan drops. I do apologize. This was recorded on my phone sometimes. I get a little animated and I walk away from the phone instead of carrying it with me. So that's why you see some drops in the quality of the message. So I'm just taking a little time to maybe catch you up on, some of the things that, you might have missed. The people's reaction is perfect. They just spit out the sausage, they run, they don't know they're on camera. When they realize that they're real pigs that are being slaughtered. This was done in a country that speaks Portuguese, so that's why you can't understand what you're saying.
Dois quilos. Oba! Isso aqui nós fazemos na hora. É instantânea. Tá gostoso? Então vamos lá. Linguiça fresquinha! Fresquinha na hora! Vamos lá?
I can also tell you, earlier in the sermon, I was saying that I was asking if you knew a disease that began with the letter A, and then they said things like arthritis. I was saying there's no connection between asparagus and arthritis, no connection between broccoli and bronchitis, no connection between cauliflower and cancer. But as soon as you go to animal products, man-manipulated products, white flour products, and all this stuff that's processed food, you have a lot of scientific connections between those foods and disease.
Okay, that's enough. All right. So, brothers and sisters, if we would think, some of us, I had a plaque in my kitchen once, and it said, if modern civilized man had to kill the animals he eats, the number of vegetarians would rise astronomically. So think about that. All right. So you've looked at some things, principles. We're just getting principles. Now, we hope that by God's grace, we're not sure of the exact date, but we have a natural remedy presentation and some cooking and that kind of thing that we hope to provide. That will be announced at a later time. But the point being made is we've got to get principles. The Bible says if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm 11:2. So we're giving you foundation principles. Now, you will not learn, and please understand, let me say this before I go any further. Some of our best friends are medical professionals, okay? So this is not an anti-medical message. At the same time, because the Bible is the great health book, unfortunately, true health, what it really means is, and really what disease really is not taught in medical school, okay? Now, I have doctors that will agree with me and doctors that will disagree. The ones that agree have read the Spirit of Prophecy and the Bible, okay? That being said, I want to share with you what really health is. Jesus defined it. He said, they that be what? Whole need not a physician, but they that are sick, Matthew 9:12. He asked a person, wilt thou be made what?
Whole.
You see, when you isolate, okay, you've got hypertension, I'm going to give you a drug that just deals with the symptom of hypertension, and that is how I treat you. That's isolating. When the hypertension could strictly be a stress problem. You might be overwhelmed. You could have problems in the home that might need a little encouragement, counseling, or whatever, and all of a sudden the stress can go down. You can medicate all you want, but that's not going to solve the problem. God told us that we have to deal with the whole person. Deuteronomy 6:5 tells us that it's mental, physical, and spiritual. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, that's mental, with all thy soul, which is spiritual, and with all thy might, which is physical. So when you deal with somebody and we're dealing with health, you have to address the whole person, mental, physical, and spiritual. And even in the physical realm, you can't just treat a symptom when the problem was possibly the body building up with toxins. You'll learn that before the message is over. Did you know that if you open up a medical book that's about this thick, and it's called Cecil's Textbook of Medicine, that most of the diseases therein are listed as idiopathic? Now, what is idiopathic? What word did you hear in the first part of that word?
Idio.
Idio, which would be like idiot, okay?
Yeah.
Pathic means disease. It is basically an acknowledgement in that book, which is thicker than this Bible. Cecil's Textbook of Medicine is thicker than this Bible. Most of the diseases therein listed are idiopathic. The medical profession is basically saying, we really don't know what causes most diseases. Okay? The Bible tells us that every disease has a what? Cause. That's powerful. Because what if every disease does not have a cause? Then that means I can wake up in the morning, and before I speak to you today, and with no symptom, no pain, no discomfort, no warning sign, I can walk out of this church and fall dead. No warning whatsoever. But see, if you're going to have a stroke, it's nice to have a little warning called high blood pressure. Can we say amen? If you're going to die of cancer, it's nice that you can feel something happening when it's time to deal with it before it gets too bad. You see what I'm saying? Every disease has a cause. If there's no cause, you can do nothing about it. There's nothing you can do to help yourself. And that's how modern medicine pretty much treats. You don't really have anything you can do to really reverse diabetes. Now, we know that's not true, some of us, but the point being, and some doctors know that, but as a general rule, that is not how diabetes is treated. It is basically treated with medication as though there was nothing you could do to reverse your own diabetes. If you're on hypertensive medication, you're often told you'll be on this medication for the rest of your life. That suggests there's nothing you can do to reverse hypertension. If you have cancer, well, there's nothing you can do to prevent or reverse it. You've got to do chemo, so on and so forth. I don't believe that, brothers and sisters, and I've been dealing with this for 30 years, and I've seen God do a mighty work. The Bible says, the curse causeless shall not come. What does that mean? You can't get the curse unless there's a cause. Now, if you go to Deuteronomy 28, you'll notice that in the list of curses, there were diseases mentioned. Heart attacks mentioned, it's called astonishment of heart. Mental illness is mentioned, it's called madness. Burning is mentioned, what's called ulcers. Okay? There are diseases, and yet it's the chapter of blessings and curses. So we can use that phrase, not to say that God is, because you didn't drink your water, I'm going to zap you with arthritis. He doesn't work that way. There is a natural relationship, a cause-effect relationship. I can tell you right now, I knew I had to sing, and not that I have a bad diet, but I was just a little more careful because I didn't want, you know, to have any mucus, you know, so I made sure that I had some extra fresh air and made sure I was definitely well hydrated and got to bed early and all of those things, okay, so that my voice would be clear. There was a cause-effect relationship. If I had eaten out at McDonald's and Burger King and Dairy Queen and all these other royalty people that kill you, can we say amen, then I would not have been able to sing as fluidly as I sang this morning. I know because I used to eat some of those things. The Bible tells us every disease has a cause, friend. So we need to stop just saying, oh, I've got a sickness, let me run to the medicine cabinet. Why don't we stop and say, what caused this? Did I drink my water? Have I had a bowel movement? You know, it's so amazing because I grew up thinking, you know, the pastors whose wife gave the sister who gave the children's story. Sometimes when our parents do things, we say, Mom's crazy. You know, I grew up and my mother used to say, Mom, I stubbed my toe hurt. Have you had a bowel movement? What does the bowel movement have to do with my toe, Mommy? Mommy, I'm coughing. Have you had a bowel movement? Mom, what does that have to do with me coughing? It had much more to do with it than I knew. Do you know sometimes when you are actually fatigued and tired, you need to have a bowel movement? Try it next time. You'll see. All right. So the Bible not only tells us that every disease has a cause, it says we should search for the cause. This should tell you that we shouldn't just deal with the symptom. It says, the cause which I knew not, in Job 29:16, I searched out. Proverbs 26:2. And for the sake of this recording, because we have a broadcast, I'll tell you about it in a moment. Sometimes when we do it every day, 365 days a year. If you go, write this number down for those of you who are writing. 720, 820, 1429. 720, 820, 1429. Okay, that's the number to the Worship and Wellness broadcast. Every morning, my wife and I host this. You can call that number and be on the broadcast with us. There is a playback, and if you go to torsoministry.org, we're going to give you a card before you all leave, and it has our website on it. But let me tell you about the website before I go any further, and I'm going to get back to what I was about to do. The health method is for everybody. And a lot of times people are turned off if you seem too religious. Now, we don't hide the fact that we teach biblical wellness. But if you go to our broadcast, like this morning, was the worship topic was the judgment of the living, part two. Okay? So that's not somebody who has cancer. Somebody who has cancer, let me see what they have for cancer. And they see Judgment of the Living Part 2. And I'm reading from Revelation 20, talking about the devil with a chain, with a bottom, you know, with a chain and a bottomless pit. They're going to get off that website real fast. Now, if they didn't get off the site, they would have learned that we gave them some natural remedies for plantar fasciitis, okay? And so they would have had some help with their feet. But we developed a website, but it's in the process of developing. The homepage is made. It's mainly health, but we still say that it's from the Bible, and it's mainly for an outreach purpose. So on our business card, it says torso.org. That's the new site that has limited content. But if you just put the word ministry after torso, you have our full-fledged site, and you can go listen to playbacks of the broadcast. I did all that because every once in a while, when we are just tired, or we'll play a sermon or a message that we did. So I'm recording this. This will one day be played on our broadcast. So because of that, I need to tell them when they heard all that music and that, you know, comical, whatever, a little bit of laughing, what it was a man acting like he was going to blend up or grind up a pig And he didn't grind up a pig, but the people thought he was going to grind up a pig, and they wanted to eat the sausage, but when they saw that it was coming from the pig, they didn't want the sausage anymore. So that's just for the recording, and we're going to move forward. So what's the ministry website? TorsoMinistry.org. That's not on our card, but TorsoMinistry.org. You'll get more than you can that you can appreciate. Now, did you know that you invite disease? How many of you ever had a friend, family over for a holiday? Okay, had a few friends, family over for a holiday. Did you invite them? Maybe you made a phone call. Maybe you wrote a letter. Maybe you sent an email. Maybe you sent a text message. Hey, my house for Christmas this year. And then you probably spruced it up, dusted everything, vacuumed a little bit, made all the nice food, and you invited your friends and relatives. Well, we're told in Inspiration that we invite disease. It says disease never comes without a cause. The way is prepared and disease invited by how? Disregard of the laws of health. Many suffer in consequence of the transgression of their parents. While they are not responsible for what their parents have done, it is nevertheless their duty to ascertain what are and what are not violations of the laws of health. They should avoid the wrong habits of their parents and by correct living place themselves in better conditions. Now let me break this down for you so you understand what we're saying. By my diet, I call diabetes. Bring. Hello. May I speak to diabetes? Speaking. Diabetes, I just want you to know I have a wonderful penthouse that I have just prepared for you right here. And you can just come and you are invited and you can stay as long as you want rent free. Really? I can stay with you? You sure can, diabetes. By the way I eat, I invite diabetes. By the way I eat, I invite hypertension. By the way I eat, I invite cancer to live in me. So if we disinvite them, some of them will go away. Amen? So we're trying to help you disinvite some of these unwelcome visitors. Now I'm going to share something with you. In the ninth volume of the testimonies, I believe it's page 43, but don't quote me, but it says, the book Ministry of Healing contains the wisdom of the great physician. Who is the great physician? God, Jesus. You will not find this definition in 12 years of medical school. And it's the reason why there's so much sickness today. Disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions that result from a violation of the laws of health. So what does that mean? We're going to show you what it means. How many of you, and this is where I really wish I had a little child, but we don't, but because I'll tell you how I do it with the child. Am I missing somebody pointing to? Come on up, please. Please come. Come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, just have a seat right there, right by my dear wife. And I'm going to ask you some questions. You can sit with mommy. What's your name? Trinita? Triada. Triada, I have a question for you. Can I cough on you? Like, can I cough on you? She said no. Now, how old is Triada? 3, 4 years old. She is 3 years old. And I asked her if I could cough on her, and she said no. Okay, so Triada, you did real good. That's the right answer, Triada. Okay, so Triada, I have another question. Can I sneeze on you? You know how you sneeze, you go, achoo! Can I sneeze on you? She said, no. She said, no. She's 3 years old. And she said, no. Okay, Triada, I got one more question. You did real good, Triada. You did good answering those questions. I got one more question. Let's say I'm working real hard, Triada, and I'm outside and I'm running and I'm working and I'm just sweaty. I'm just all wet and sweaty. Can I just come and wipe all my sweat on you, Triada? She said, no. For we need to praise God. If Triada would the principles that she understands could be taught in medical school, the country would be a lot better.
Thank you, Chaida. God bless you.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. At that young age, she understands that a cough is an effort to get rid of toxins. At that young age, she recognized that a sneeze is an effort to get rid of toxins. At that young age, she recognized that my sweat has toxins. Those are symptoms of a common cold, the most simple disease we could ever run across. So why, if the cough is getting rid of toxins, and why, if the sneeze is getting rid of toxins, and why is the sweat an effort to get rid of toxins, why do we take drugs to trap the poisons inside? Why do we take cough syrup and take and trap the poisons inside? Why do we take an antihistamine and trap the sneezing inside? Why do we take Tylenol and all these things to trap the poison inside? I think she needs to teach medical school.
Amen.
Somebody said amen. Brothers and sisters, that doesn't mean God doesn't give us symptomatic relief in natural remedies. As a matter of fact, my friend Dr. Nisifor made me a little concoction so that my throat will not get sore. He made somebody else another concoction too, and they got a red nose. I'm teasing. But it's some roots from the Congo, some ginger, some lemon. We need to talk to Nisifor. He needs to tell us what those roots are, but we'll talk about that at another time. But brothers and sisters, God gives us natural remedies that can give us symptoms, but those remedies don't give you toxins in your body. They also help you cleanse your body. So if the remedy helps with the cleansing and also relieves the symptom, that's fine. Okay? But modern medicine simply treats with drug medication, friends, and there's a problem with that. The poisons are inside, trapped inside, and that's why it's not working. Does insulin injections cure diabetes?
Yes.
No.
I knew that.
Does lisinopril cure hypertension? No. Does chemotherapy cure cancer? No. You know, please understand, you know, modern medicine doesn't like us talking about cancer. But we need to put our thinking caps on. If I have a disease, and the remedy for that disease is brought to me by a nurse in a hazmat suit, something's wrong. Hazmat is hazard material. That means if it touches her, something's not, it's going to be a bad day. But they're going to inject it in me. Something's wrong, brothers and sisters. We need to rethink how we do what we do, okay? And God is just showing us that there is a better way. Listen to this. This is Ministry of Healing. You know, I had a friend. She graduated from she graduated from Loma Linda. And she told me that when she graduated from Loma Linda, the book Ministry of Healing was given to her as a graduation gift. Now, if it's given as a graduation gift, what does that mean?
She graduated.
She graduated. What else does it mean? She had never seen it before. So you go through nursing school in a place where it's expected that we would understand the Bible way, and when she graduates, she got a copy of a book that has the wisdom of the great physician. I'm just breaking it down to you to help you understand. Because you might say, well, why is there so much sickness? There is so much sickness even in our ranks. I'm going to do a little count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, maybe 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33. About 35 people are in this room. You can't go anywhere in America and find a group of people, 35 strong where there's no disease. You can't find it. You can't find it. Somebody's got cancer. Somebody's got diabetes. Somebody's got arthritis. Somebody's got PMS. Somebody's got ED. Somebody's got something. The children of Israel were disease-free, and it was over a million. That's why the people said, wow. Can we say wow backwards?
Wow.
That's something to say wow about. Yeah. Listen carefully to what the Lord said. People need to be taught that drugs do not cure disease. It is true that they sometimes afford present relief, and the patient appears to recover as the result of their use. This is because nature has sufficient vital force to expel the poison and to correct the conditions that cause the disease. Health is recovered in spite of the drug. But in most cases, the drug only changes the form and location of the disease. Often the effect of the poison seems to be overcome.
I don't know exactly what happened, but it was basically quoting a book, Ministry of Healing. Often the effect of the poison seems to be overcome for a time, but the results remain in the system and work great harm at some later period. So, my brothers and sisters, that is a wonderful book. If you get your hands on a book called Ministry of Healing, it's a really, really good book. I was wrapping it up anyway on the message, but I hope that you understood some of the principles of health. Disease is an effort of your body to get rid of toxins. Health is your body working together, all the organs working together. God showed us that when we followed his lifestyle and diet, man lived a long time. When they moved from that, the lifespan began to decrease. The Bible is very clear that if we would just follow God's health principles, it says in Exodus 15:26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, do that which is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. They do autopsies on the bodies of the Egyptians that were contemporary with Bible times. They find cancer, arthritis, diabetes, hypertension in these mummies. The cancerous tumor is still there. The stroke that killed them is still there. And so God was saying these modern diseases that we have, he would keep us free from them. And the Bible says of the children of Israel, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. So God kept his promise, brothers and sisters, and that was over a million people, no disease, as long as they were obedient to his plan. So we just want to encourage you today. We will be on the Zoom call at 12 o'clock for Sabbath worship today. And if you'd like to join us, that number is, the Zoom ID is 557-587-3947. That's 557-587-3947. And the password is TORSO. If you are on our WhatsApp list, just check WhatsApp. I will be sending out a notification, and you can just click that link and go right to the Zoom call from the link. God bless you. Father, be with us on this Sabbath day. Thank you for his kindness. We ask that you would bless us with great wisdom from above and healing from above, and wisdom, we ask for wisdom for knowledge from above, for strength, patience from above, and victory from above. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Happy Sabbath, and God bless you.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord till I die. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk with the Lord till I die. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk with the Lord till I die. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord till I die. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord till I die. Till I